You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, with the Commonwealth Games coming to Birmingham this year and the launch of RNIB's See Sport Differently campaign, we are looking at a wide range of different sports that you can get involved in. And today, we're talking about shooting with Josh Sandu, the founder of ICAN, a sightless charity based in Wolverhampton. And he's here now to tell us all about it. Thank you very much for joining us, Josh.
Thanks for having us, Eddie.
So ICAN started actually in lockdown, is that right?
Yeah, it was just a small group of us that have historically either volunteered or worked within the sight loss community over the years. And it was just literally, it was very organic, where people were just reaching out to each other and there was a lack of resources and support for the VI community. And just this real small mini group of us kind of got together to say, look, you know, let's help each other. Let's just be there for each other. And it just grew from there. We started as a community group and it eventually became a charity just under a year ago. And it's just growing each and every day. But yeah, it just simply just grew from just reaching out, whether it was through Zoom or through phone calls, just to check in on each other, to small activities and walks. And now it's just grown into a huge charity where we're supplying activities and sporting groups.
And speaking of activities and sporting groups, you've recently started a shooting group and you had to do a bit of fundraising to get the group up and running. Tell us a little bit about the darts marathon, because I am so intrigued.
Yeah, so it's something I've done a few times before, and one of our members, a lovely lad by the name of Nathan, he went blind last July. He went through a really tough time over the winter period. He wasn't in a great place, and we grouped up with him. He reached out to us earlier this year, and he was just explaining that he was an avid shooter before he became blind. And it was something I'd never really put two and two together for. And I said to him, and he explained to me how it kind of works with the VI shooting. And I thought, okay, so we kind of reached out to IBSA Games as well and realized that it's happening in Birmingham. And so I looked at where we could possibly hold this, and believe it or not, locally to us, the National Shooting Arena is held in Aldersley, in Wolverhampton. So we put two and two together and we realised that we can run a VI group shooting club from there. So it was all kind of Nathan's ideas, kind of like to say, look, we can put this together. I said, okay, let's see if people want to do this. And when we put the group together, everybody was like, wow, this is fantastic. It's a great sport. It's something different from the norm. And so everybody was like really taken aback. So there was a large cost to it. So we had to kind of raise funds pretty quickly. So one of the ways I thought was a 24-hour darts marathon, which we've done before and it's been successful. And we did that in Stourbridge. A group of volunteers got together, played darts for 24 hours, no sleeping, I promise you. And lots of people sponsored us. And we raised just over £3,000. So we're just a bit short of our target. But we're looking at doing another fundraiser to kind of top that up and start this club running. It's already started. It's 3 weeks in. We're still in a pilot stage, but we're looking to kind of officially launch it within the next 2 weeks.
And you mentioned there about that shooting isn't really a common, you might not see it as a common sport. You know, when you think of sports, you think of football, cricket, tennis. Shooting might not be one that people think of automatically. So for anybody who's got sight loss, who's thinking, well, how does this work if, you know, you can't see? How do you do shooting? How is it made accessible for people with sight loss?
So it's done through sound frequency. So instead of visually looking at your target, you listen out for where you target. So the laser on top of the gun, which points into the bullseye of the target. And as you move the gun around, the frequency changes. The higher the frequency, the more closer you are to the bull. And the sound, it basically is all, the shooting is all done on sound. You've got it also digitalized to see exactly where your target is shot, as well as a hard copy of your target. It's really impressive. I mean, I the first time I tried it, and I thought, okay, right, let's blindfold, let's try this. That's pretty good. But I was really, really impressed. I mean, really impressed. It was something really different. And we've had some of our members that haven't really tried any kind of sports because they don't feel maybe active enough to participate or have enough stamina. But with the shooting, we've got a great age range. We've got a variety of different kind of people that are taking part, and it seems to tick a lot of boxes. And the most impressive thing I found is there's people who I'd never have put the two and two together who are really, really enjoying it, and that's really nice. And it's becoming a nice little community hub where people are coming on a weekly basis to meet each other and do the shooting club. We started a practice point system last week. And the next week, we're going to start the actual league, which everybody's really looking forward to. Because the first few weeks, I just wanted to make sure it was something that everybody wanted to do, or we had enough attraction for it. But we've actually got way more traction that we anticipate, and it's really good to see.
That's fantastic. And I mean, having the sporting aspect of it as well, and the competitive aspect is one side of sports, isn't it? And then there's the social side as well, and being able to meet new people and try new things is super important, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, massively. Like, I would never have thought like a shooting club would bring so many people together. I never thought a shooting club would appeal to so many. I never thought that it would create like this excitement and buzz that it is. But it seems to be a little bit of a cowboy in everybody. And everybody, when they come, they're so excited about like their improvement on their shooting or grasping how it works. And going from that, we're giving each person the opportunity to actually compete in the nationals. But it's the atmosphere and the buzz that's created, this competitive edge that everyone's got. I mean, a lot of them straight after, they like to go for lunch. And I find that that's so important because, I mean, one of our slogans is that people need people. And they just find a real, real good hubby, and it's good to see.
It certainly is, and congratulations on the group. If people want to find out a bit more about ICANN, or maybe channel their own inner cowboy and find out a little bit more about the shooting club, where can we find you online to find out more?
So we've got we're on all three social pages. We are volunteer led, so we might not be the quickest when it comes to replying, but we do tend to reply within a day, if not a lot sooner than that. But we're on Facebook, Twitter, we're on Instagram as well. They can contact us on email, icanncharity@gmail.com. Any of those platforms that they want to reach out to us, just send us a quick message with a contact number. We'll give you a quick call straight away and we'll get you signed up. Everybody's welcome. If somebody wants just a quick trial, they're more than welcome to do that as well. But I promise you, our dropout rate is something like 1 in 13. It's crazy. It's really, really good. So I know for a fact, if there's someone who's interested in taking part, there's more likely they'll probably want to continue it. And it's at Aldersley Stadium as well, where the actual games are held next year. So it's pretty cool, really.
It is. That is very cool indeed. Well, listen, Josh, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having us. That's really kind of you.